Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Should Disney continue its conversion of animated hits into live-action movies? Well, when they're as good as The Little Mermaid, the answer is yes. Halle Bailey is terrific in the title role, as is Melissa McCarthy as the evil sea witch. The stunning visuals and lively music keep everything afloat, and while it's overlong and perhaps a bit too scary for the very young, The Little Mermaid is an entertaining adaptation that deserves to make a big splash at the box office. Gerard Butler is back in action mode in the combat thriller Kandahar. Written by a former military intelligence officer, it details the efforts of an undercover CIA agent and his interpreter to escape from Afghanistan while being pursued by multiple special forces groups. While it's gritty, well-made, and realistic, Kandahar is a one-note movie with no dramatic arc. A terrific performance by Julia Louis-Dreyfus anchors the amusing slice-of-life comedy You Hurt My Feelings from indie darling filmmaker Nicole Holofcener. It's about the consequences of little white lies and how they tend to create first-world problems for some privileged New Yorkers. While it focuses on an elite few, You Hurt My Feelings is funny, relatable, and mostly rings true. The Starling Girl is a drama about a teenager from a fundamentalist Christian community in rural Kentucky who's devoted to worshiping God through her dance troupe. Her world caves in when she begins a forbidden relationship with the church's youth pastor. Eliza Scanlon is excellent as the troubled young woman who struggles with reconciling her faith and her passion. The Starling Girl is a revealing, sensitive, and credible coming-of-age story. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!